This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shweta Jananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on Friday, that is 29th of May. Well, it was indeed a volatile Friday on D Street as both benchmark indices bounced back from their intraday low in the second half of the trading session. Sensex rallied more than 500 points from the lows while the Nifty 50 reclaimed 9,500 levels. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, Sensex rose 223 points to 32,424, while the Nifty 50 rose 90 points to close at 9,580. Now, despite muted trends seen in other global pairs, Indian markets bucked the trend to close in the green for the third straight day in a row ahead of the March quarter GDP data. Now, the median forecast from a Reuters poll of economists put annual economic growth at 2.1% in the March quarter, lower than 4.7% in the December quarter. Now, on a weekly basis, Nifty 50 rose by nearly 6%, while the Sensex gained 5.7% for the week ended May 29th to post the biggest weekly gain since April 6th. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in realty, oil and gas, FMCG, public sector and capital goods stocks, while selling pressure was visible in IT, telecom, consumer and power indices. Now, on the broader markets front, mid-cap index was up more than 2%, while the small-cap index rose more than 1%, outperforming benchmark indices. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like PPCL, Coal India, ONGC, Wipro and IOC. Top Nifty losers include names like Bharti Airtel, Infosys and Adani Ports, which fell more than 2% each. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the realty index gained 4.5%, followed by the oil and gas index, which rose 3.4%, and the FMCG index gained 2.8%. Now, selling pressure was visible in IT, which fell 1%, followed by the telecom index, which fell 0.7%, and the consumer durable index was down by 0.4%. Now, volume spike was seen in stocks like Wipro, Torrent Pharma, Tata Consumer, Idea Cellular as well as SBI Life. Long buildup was seen in stocks like IGL, SBI Life, M&M Financials and Jazz Dial, while short buildup was visible in stocks like Tata Consumer, Torrent Pharma, Ashok Leyland and Mindtree. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, Vodafone Idea topped the charts. In fact, share price declined by 20% from the day's high level after company clarified on the media report stating that Google eyeing stake in the company. Now, the board said there was no proposal on Google's take sale. Now, Wipro was also in focus. Now, the IT major share price jumped 6% after the company appointed Thierry Delporet as CEO and Managing Director of the company effective July 6, 2020. Sun Pharma also was in focus. Now, the shares of Sun Pharma Industries rose almost 4% after receiving approval from the Indian drug regulator for clinical trials of its drug COVID-19 patients. Now, Rain Industries was up more than 3% after the company reported a 54% rise in net profit at 106 crores. IDFC First Bank was also in focus. Now, the shares of private lender soared 9% after Brickworth rating reaffirmed the rating of BWRAA+, with a stable outlook for the bank's long-term bank facilities and non-convertible debentures. Now, how is Nifty placed in terms of technicals? Well, Nifty recorded a bullish candle on the weekly charts. It closed decisively above its near-term hurdle of 55 days exponential moving average, placed at 9,518. Now, daily MACD has generated a fresh buy signal post today's price action. If the Nifty 50 trades above 9,400 levels, experts feel that the momentum could well continue till 9889. But considering 600 points gain in the last three sessions, some profit booking from the current levels cannot be ruled out in the next sessions. That's what Mazhar Mohammed, who's a chief strategist, technical research and trading advisory at ChartViewIndia.in recommends. Now, on the downside, the initial support can be expected close to 9376 levels, and a breach of this can lead to further corrective and consolidation phase in the zone of 9300 to 9100 levels. Now, Mohammed further added that for the time being, traders are advised to go for fresh buying on a dip close to 9400 levels with a stop below 9370. On a closing basis. Well, thanks all for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.